Today in the studio, I'm joined by Alfred Lemaitre, a book editor living here in Cape Town. He works mainly on non-fiction books about South African history, politics, biography, sports, travel, and sometimes on fiction. What is more interesting is that he does all of this in the company of his two dogs. Welcome to the show, Alfred.
Thanks very much. It's really a pleasure to be here.
Alfred, what exactly is an editor?
Ooh, that's a very, it's a big question. That's I could make a very long answer, but editor is someone who helps the author to prepare his book or his or her book for publication. So there's a lot of different stages of that go into that, but that's the simple answer.
Briefly, take us through the process of editing a book.
Well, first of all, of course, you've got to have a writer, an author, who has the idea and writes the story or the text. And then that's when the editor comes in, because the editor is someone who has a different point of view, who looks at it with a different set of eyes, and helps the writer to take out mistakes, to take out things that are too long or too complicated or that require too much explanation. So it's helping to kind of make it smoother and easier for the reader.
Have you ever edited a children's book?
I have to say I haven't. I have worked on some school books for high school, but no, I haven't really done many children's books.
I'm looking forward to you editing a children's book.
I think it would be a big challenge.
Are you a freelancer? What exactly is a freelancer?
I am a freelancer, and that is, a lot of people work that way these days. The easiest way to say it is a freelancer is an independent worker who does work for different companies, sometimes for short periods, and you have to be responsible for your own, all your taxes and your savings and your administration. So it's you're basically a one person operation.
Why did you decide to be a freelancer?
Well, I worked in publishing companies for quite a number of years, and after a while, I just decided I preferred to be independent. And to being independent and a freelancer gives you a lot of variety, a lot of different things. You can work on, you know, anything from a travel book to a sports book to a novel. So yeah, it's always different.
Okay, you've worked before in the corporate world. Which one do you prefer, being in the corporate world or working as a freelancer?
Well, I think I prefer working as a freelancer.
Okay. Yeah. Have you always wanted to be an editor or work with books?
I always wanted to work with books. I didn't know I wanted to be an editor until I was in my 20s, but I tried it and I really loved it, and I never wanted to change.
Very interesting. Besides being a reader, what qualifications must one have in order to become an editor?
Well, I studied history at university, so that it doesn't train you to be an editor, but I think any discipline that trains you to think, to look at things critically, to analyze, that's good preparation.
Any last words?
Any last words? Well, I would say, if you want to be an editor, just read as much as you can. Any kind of reading is good.
Wow, that was a really informative interview. Thank you, Alfred, for being here today. It's an honor interviewing you, and thank you for making aside time to be here today. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me. It's really a treat to come to this wonderful radio station.